Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
All right, day two of Cardinals training camp. The first real practice will be on Friday. I believe, Jarrett, you and I will be out there on Monday. I don't think we're practicing, though.
Well, I don't know. They see my lateral movement and my intangibles.
I don't know if you
might sign me up.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath for it, but I guess you're right. It's possible. That's how it works, right? It's a possibility. If you're just around training camp, you might get signed. Is that typically?
You never
how
know.
Goes?
That's what happens in movies.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cardinals camp is going. We saw Chandler Jones out there yesterday.
Friday is the first the practice accessible to the public.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's the first practice.
Oh, yeah, okay. I meant first one accessible to the
right.
public. Yes. We'll play some of the audio from Chase Edmonds. I thought Chase Edmonds, he's always been this way, but he sounds very, I think he's going to be a leader on this team not already.
We'll talk about this later, but there has been other times in his career where he has flashed and really looked like a real weapon and star.
Yeah.
It's almost like anytime he really had a chance to grab the reins,
yes,
he either got hurt or did not quite perform. This is going into this one of the seasons. This is maybe his best opportunity as a pro.
I haven't looked. I know this isn't like the be all end all, but I haven't looked to see like where he's typically going in fantasy football drafts. But that tells you what the national expectation is of a player when it's like, oh yeah, Chase Edmonds starting running back in Arizona. I mean, I think here locally we think it's going to be 1A and 1B with James Conner. And as we've seen from Cliff Kingsbury, he doesn't care about your fantasy team, nor should he. But I do wonder what the national perception is on Chase Edmonds. So we'll certainly get into that. I heard from Christian Kirk as well. I mentioned Team USA. They handled Iran 120-66. Devin Booker started. Only played 19 minutes, but that's because everybody's basically playing between, 15 and 23 minutes? That was everybody except Kelton Johnson, Jarrett's favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that played last night played in that range. And Booker, though, 16 points, second on the team behind only Damian Lillard. Kevin Durant, just 10 points. It feels so weird. Like, I just assume Kevin Durant's going to go off for 38 every time
he
plays.
It's just weird in general that he's even playing on this team. They spent the whole year trying to stay healthy on a team that couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And lost the chance at a title because of that. I'm just surprised he's even playing there at all.
Well, how strange was it that when Brooklyn went out, because everybody was hurt, Durant was like the only guy left?
I know.
And
last man standing.
How crazy is it, I mean, depending who you believe on this, that if his foot had been, 2 inches further back on that two-pointer against Milwaukee in Game 7, Brooklyn would have won the game because it would have been a three. That's indisputable. But a lot of people feel like Budenholzer would have been fired. And instead, now he's like set for life because he just won a title in Milwaukee.
I've been told it's pronounced Budenholzer.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you go up to Holbrook a lot to get your pronunciation?
We had somebody from Milwaukee on.
Okay.
Who interviewed somebody from Holbrook. His neighbor, I believe it was.
Okay.
And they said it was Budenholzer.
It's really Budenholzer.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah, I'm not calling him that.
You don't call him Coach Bood.
True. All right,
hey,
you call him Budenholzer. We'll all call him by his name.
Buttonholder, I believe it's pronounced.
I don't think that's it.
No?
I think they were probably talking about somebody else, like somebody who sews.
At a fabric store.
Yeah. Back to the NFL.
Person did work at Michael's, now that I think about it.
There's not a Michael's in Holbrook, is there? Isn't Holbrook like
Holbrook
a few
is
stores?
Exploding with... They got... You would be surprised.
I've driven through there a few times. Jimmy Garoppolo has been named the starter by the 49ers. I guess they saw all they needed to see in the first hour of training camp, and they're like, yep, that's it. Jimmy's our guy.
That's a weird situation that you hope...
made it weird.
I know, and I'm hoping that it's actually as weird on the inside as it appears from the outside, as a fellow division rival of that team.
Yeah. When do you think Trey Lance starts? Do you think it's this year?
I don't think so. I think if they start with Garoppolo, it seems unlikely that the season would go south so much so that they could realistically make the change,
Yeah, I agree with you.
Unless Jimmy G gets hurt, which he definitely could, obviously. because he's often hurt.
Yeah, but injury aside.
Injury aside, this feels like them saying that he's our starter this year.
So now that would be two quarterbacks that we know of that are basically, this is it, try to win a Super Bowl, and then you're out of here with Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's exciting. And then they're just going to switch teams.
Ugh, we do not need that.
No, we do not.
It is, though, you're right. I mean, it's a tough spot for the 49ers, and again, they put themselves here. But what if they start the season like what if they go into that bye week, first five games, and they're like 2-3? Are you really going to go to a rookie at that point? But they obviously have Super Bowl aspirations. Or even like after the Cardinals game in week 9, that'd be San Francisco's 8th game, what if they're like 4-4? Are they going to switch mid-season to a rookie quarterback? Or are you just riding with Jimmy?
Well, they'll probably switch before the Cardinals game because they know how Cardinals play against second and third string quarterbacks.
Well, they play the Cardinals in week 5, too. So maybe those are the Trey Lance
games.
Week 5 and week 9. Those are his auditions. The Diamondbacks, you heard it in the update there with Mitch. They lose to the Texas Rangers by a final of 5-4 in Texas last night. Couldn't quite solve Dane Dunning. Did jump out to a
it's
jump
tough,
out to a
you know,
nothing
the,
lead.
The guy, that pitcher,
yeah,
his last name is actually named after the sound from the Law and Order show.
Wow.
Da-ding.
Don't waste all your best material this early in the show, Jared, because I want people to keep listening. Texas got to Taylor Widener for 5 in the 4th, and the Rangers win that one. So the D-backs now 31-71 this season. They have another game against Texas tonight. Then they get a day off before 16 straight, actually, against the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres. So that'll be a fun stretch from July 30th through August 15th.
And that'll be post-trade deadline. So who knows what this team will even look like during that really tough stretch.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my final point here in the splash. Trade deadline is on, today's,
what?
I really can't remember what day it is. Today, so the trade deadline's Friday. It's on July 30th. You can figure out what day of the week that is, but so the D-backs have this game tonight, and then the game against the Dodgers on Friday, the deadline will be before that. So this is their last game before the deadline. I have to think Eduardo Escobar's gone. I saw something that Merrill Kelly is a pretty pretty sought-after player just because he's a pitcher that's always available. He's been decent. You can count on him to eat up innings. He doesn't have a crazy contract. I mean, if you're the Diamondbacks, nobody's untouchable, right?
Oh, no, I would.
Maybe Gallen?
Zach Gallen, yeah.
I mean, is Ketel Marte even untouchable?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't rush out to deal him. I'd need a crazy package
coming
back. I
wouldn't even say a crazy package, but I'd say that you would want to get something very good, but not untouchable.
All right. So that's trade deadline. We'll, of course, keep you posted if anything happens there as we head towards Friday.